This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
New on Curiosity Stream, deformed trees, mutated wildlife, and no humans for miles. 10 years after the disaster at Fukushima, see what this irradiated ecosystem can teach us about nuclear fallout on Radioactive Forest. Plus, looking for the most diverse marine life on the planet? Dive into the Coral Triangle and experience a frenzy of wildlife you've got to see to believe on Nature's Greatest Secret. It's all on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
All right, here we go, Sean. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
I think it's Hannibal, who is the, not Ryan Hannibal, but Hannibal, the character from the A-Team, Sean, who used to say, I love it when a plan comes together.
Sure was.
It came together yesterday, Sean. I think it all worked out. I think it worked out where we said, don't bet the Celtics in the series till they lose a game. I think we told you about Gabe Vincent and Jaylen Brown and the Celtics winning. I think we cleared the deck on the card for Celtics Heat game 2.
We cleaned it out, baby. We swept it through. We kind of nailed it. And Marcus Smart and Al Horford playing last night was a major factor in that. I think Marcus Smart way more than Al Horford, which is kind of what I said to you yesterday. I said if Marcus Smart played in game 1, he would have been the only one of the two, in my opinion, that would have made a major difference in the game. And you saw that in game 2. He was able to control the floor. The guy was one rebound shy of a triple-double. So Marcus Smart came through in a big way, and the Celtics absolutely dominated that game. At halftime, that game was – there was no shot the Heat were coming back.
Yeah, I got a text from a WEEI producer, I won't say who said, now I can go to bed at halftime since the game is over. I won't say who that producer is. He may be a co-host on the show.
Yeah, I wonder who that was.
It was a blowout. It was an absolute blowout beginning to end. They shot the lights out. And we said it going, the Celtics are better. I just did a hit on BetQL Daily on the network. And they're a better team. They're going to win the series. They're going to the NBA Finals. I've already started looking at different NBA Finals, NBA MVP props, not just for Jason Tatum, but you mentioned Marcus Smart, who last night opened my eyes, like he's going to be a huge price to do it. And it's probably not a likely scenario, but I would bet him to win the MVP of the NBA Finals before Jaylen Brown. But we'll get to that. Okay. When they do clear the deck, I'm just saying I'm confident now. We put game 6 and game 7, one of those two. We got the series price in. Like I thought last night there were no ifs, ands, buts. There's no asterisk. Like they shot the ball well. They're better. They're going to win the series.
Yeah, I think it was flat out. You just saw how good the Celtics team is. They dominated the Heat in every aspect of the game last night. Bam Adebayo is basically invisible. And the only person that can do anything is Jimmy Butler. Tyler Hero didn't hit a single three. Max Strus stinks. So it's literally just Jimmy Butler with a little help from Gabe Vincent. And that's not going to get it done against the Celtics team.
I want to congratulate one of our listeners. Is it
Robbie California?
Robert California on Twitter. I don't think it's the actual Robert California.
No, I don't believe
from the
it
office,
is.
But he sent us a screenshot of a same game parlor. Put a bunch of our stuff together. He got a 50% odds boost from the fine folks at DraftKings, and he cashed big. Glad to see that. Gabe Vincent's early 3 in the third quarter got us home on that.
Yep.
Did we get Bam Adebayo home at 1.5 blocks?
No, but I don't think he put that in there. I think he went with the Jaylen Brown points, the Jason
Smart
Tatum
move.
Assists, the Gabe Vincent points, Celtics money line.
We did what we could.
Yep,
we went from Celtics betting purgatory to all the money.
Yes,
in
all
game
of
two.
The money.
Nice turnaround.
Hell yeah.
Anything else to add from the game? Anything you would take from that game that could affect your opinion on the rest of the series or anything for game three. We'll do a much bigger deep dive on game three tomorrow.
I'm not worried about COVID protocols anymore. Clearly those are just kind of a myth. So I'm not worried about players missing the series outside of injury. And I think Marcus Smart is the only player that was really injured that might affect, but clearly he's going to battle through this. He's going to play these games and the Celtics are going to win the series flat out.
I agree. And the line agrees now, too. They quickly moved to minus 240 now to win the series, so the plus money is gone there. Celtics in six is still plus money, 195. Celtics in seven is plus 470. I think there is odds for Celtics in five. I told you yesterday I'm not interested in that at all. I will tell you that if the Celtics, you think they're going to win the next three games, you can get plus 320. I think the Celtics in six is the most likely outcome.
Agreed.
But I wouldn't be shocked about Celtics in seven. But I grabbed it at Celtics in six at 3.5. It's down to 195. So the world also thinks the Celtics going to win this series, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all evidence from last night indicates that. And so and now you're coming back to Boston. That was in Miami. And now you're coming back to Boston. I think Celtics probably win the next two, lose in Miami, win it at home in game six.
I will only say what could potentially change this is the health status, not of any Celtic, but of a Miami Heat point guard, Kyle Lowry. So Gabe Vincent's played well, but Kyle Lowry's really good. He missed a bunch of games early. He came back too soon. He's hobbled. We're getting Friday morning. I'm not giving a pick for tomorrow night's game yet, especially against the line, which is a big number.
Massive.
6.5 in most places right now. But Kyle Lowry coming back could potentially affect it. Celtics are still better than the Heat, but maybe that extends the game if Lowry's able to play. That's my take. Is Lowry back at any point in the series an impact in your mind?
Yeah, I think it could be, right? Like, Lowry is the kind of help Jimmy Butler would need to succeed in any way in this series. So he would absolutely make a difference. But right now, I have no indication that Kyle Lowry is going to make it back for this series. So with that in mind, I'm still all in on the Celtics.
There's nothing that makes me think the line's going to move at all a lot, unless just money coming in between now and tomorrow. So I'm not betting anything today. Agreed. Maybe you are, Shyam. I'm going to wait.
No, I'm going to wait. A lot of tomorrow. Lines aren't even out right now. I really like the Miami total, though. That's the one line that I've seen that's out there right now. It's sitting at 100. Yeah. And so I like the over on that. I mean, you've seen the last two games. Miami cleared that. Even when they got blown out yesterday, they still cleared the 100
good
mark.
Point.
I think a lot of these games are going to go over. So that's why I'm also looking at these game totals. You had mentioned that, you know, these are two of the best defensive teams in basketball, but the defense is affecting the game in a way we didn't quite expect. And it's more so in that turnovers are becoming fast points, right? It's creating fast break points, and it's just easy twos all over the place. That you saw it in game one a lot for the Heat. The Celtics had it in a little bit more in game two. And so I think that's the kind of defense we're getting instead of the let's keep the scoring down kind of defense. And so I think that total number right now at 208, it's still too low. Like, both games have cleared that without a problem. And I kind of expect that to continue at least going forward.
The early money is hammering the under on this.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
It's gone. You said 208 and it opened 208. In some places, 208 still, but in a lot of places, already gone out 207.
Yeah.
And the early betting, this is the most action by far, is on the Heat plus the 6.5, which I get.
Yep, me too.
On the under, 27% of the bets, but 92% of the money.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers.
Is on the under. Right,
I don't know the numbers to this. The Celtics aren't going to score less than 100 at home. And if that's the case, if the money is on Miami plus six, a lot of people have confidence in Miami to bounce back a little bit, which means Miami's going to clear 100 as well. Like, this game is not going under 207, in my opinion. I'm probably going to go actually hammer that today and then probably double down come tomorrow.
We had from our guy, Robert California, also asked as we turn the page here to the other NBA game, if I had any MLB picks for tonight, and I don't. And I don't want to get in any sort of habit of trying to handicap games or talk about games or give you, and I'm using air quotes here for the people not watching the non-existent video stream, picks. Like, that's not the goal of this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I we have ideas. We have likes and locks or likes and loves. And that's why for NBA game two tonight, a Warriors blowing out the Mavericks, I'm sure there are a lot of places, including the BetQL network, that will have a take on game two. I don't shine because I slept through the entire first game once the Warriors got up, and I have no feel for it. And if I did, I would tell you I have no bets at all for the NBA Western Conference Finals game.
Yeah, I have no feel for that at all whatsoever. Nope. I spent last night when the Celtics did get far out away the lead in the third quarter. I noticed they weren't going to give it up like they did in game one. So it's like, okay, turned my attention to Colorado St. Louis in the NHL and fell asleep. So,
so yeah, exactly. Cause you're watching the NHL, the Prince of Pucks, as you said off the air, he's maybe the jester of pucks right now. No, he's not the king of pucks.
I don't think that's the case. I was all around I was all around it with the Nikita Kucherov picked. I knew he was going to be involved. The points number was just too much for me. It was like minus 240. I didn't want to lay that kind of juice. So I was like, okay, Nikita Kucherov to have a goal, plus 170. Instead, he gets the game-winning assist. I told you, the guy's hot. He's right around it. So maybe if I can find a way to juice that points number up to 1.5 and take that over, I'm looking at that in game three for the Lightning. And then the Colorado game, I was just flat out wrong. Like, Jordan Binnington again played tremendous, shut down awesome. Colorado. Yeah, Binnington has been great. That series might go a little longer than I thought it would. I thought Colorado would just run them out like they did like they did their opponent in the first round, and that was not the case. So I gotta give the Blues a little bit of credit there.
Rangers Hurricanes tonight, Oilers Flames. The biggest money I'm seeing here, courtesy of the Action Network, is on the Oilers on the puck line. 58% of the bets, but almost 80% of the money. What does the Prince of Pucks say about what looks like a pretty fun game two doubleheader tonight in the NHL?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go Hurricanes here. I know it's minus 170 on the money line, but I just don't feel confident enough to lay the puck and a half there at plus 152 after the last game went into overtime. And then I don't understand why this number is 6.5. I'm going to go over in Calgary Edmonton. They scored 15 goals in game one. There is Mike Smith is not saving anything. Connor McDavid is all over the place. Let me check what Connor McDavid's point total is tonight. If it's 1.5, I'm hitting the over on that again as well. Connor McDavid, 1.5 points, minus 130. Yeah, that's my big plays of the night tonight will be Connor McDavid over 1.5 points and over 6.5 goals scored in that Edmonton-Calgary game.
Red Sox win going away last night. We cashed baseball bet here on the show. We told you under a half a run the first inning. It was scoreless after one. Then Trevor Story hit 1-2, three home runs in that one. To be honest, they've not posted a lot for tonight's game, so I will not have a Red Sox pick now. I will have a Red Sox pick in Mutt's Big Bet on the pregame show tonight about 6:50 or so on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. What else am I missing here, Sean, before an idea of it?
I want to give a quick shout out to our guy, Hannibal. I mean, like everything.
Oh, yes,
everything
that's
he said is going almost exactly how he thought it would over at the PGA Championship. Justin Thomas, his guy that he said was due, 4-under right now in second place. Will Zalatoris, one of his favorite guys, 4-under, tied for second
40
place.
40-1.
Like, Patrick Cantlay, he said probably would be the guy he'd choose to miss the cut. Plus 10 right now. That was a 3.5-to-1 bet that I actually sprinkled on because of Ryan Hannibal.
Yes!
So I would like to say thank you to Ryan Hannibal. His picks are looking very good right now. Hopefully that stays that way.
Well, how about he's the first guest in show history. He's handing out winners.
Absolute
left
bangers
right?
of winners, too. These aren't just your, you know, minus 110, minus 120 favorites. No, these are, like, great picks by Hannibal. So good job by him.
I'll have some ideas on the PGA once we clear through the cut line today. It's tough to make it. I will say Cam Young, his favorite long shot, is one over, but he's by no means out of this thing.
Yeah, for sure.
He hasn't played yet. So he putted terribly yesterday. Cam Young is still alive here. Rory's out to an unbelievable start. He drove the ball like a maniac yesterday.
He's also putting really well yesterday.
He's just so confident, and it was great. I watched way too much golf.
That's
I should have been doing
the announcers kept talking about how decisive he was with his decisions, and he looked like he knew exactly what he wanted to do on that course.
Yeah, and again, once you get to the weekend, we'll talk about this, but there'll be some guys that barely make the cut because they played in the high winds yesterday afternoon and the high winds early this morning. They're going to have a shot to go low on the weekend. The wind is not going to be an issue Saturday, Sunday. Yep. So I'll target some of those guys for you guys tomorrow here on the podcast because, as you said, Hannibal, we got to sort of back up what he able to do.
Yeah.
We'll also talk Preakness tomorrow. I expect kind of a lengthy Saturday morning podcast, big cup of coffee, to go through all this stuff, Game 3, Preakness, PGA, Red Sox, all of it. One Preakness bet I want to give people today, and if you listened yesterday, you know that there are two horses that myself and Dick Girardi think can likely win the race. The number 8 Epicenter, who will be about 6-5 even money, and the number 5 Early Voting, who will be like 3-1 or so. I'm going to use those equally in a bet you can make today. It's called the Black Eyed Susan Preakness Double. So the Black Eyed Susan is the same race like the Preakness, 3-year-olds, but for the female horses, the fillies. They're going to run that today at 5:44 Eastern time. Any horse betting book you're looking at, it'll say BES/Preakness double. Okay. And so in the Preakness, there's only two horses I'm going to use, the 5 and the 8. I'm going to use 4 horses here in the Black Eyed Susan race. The two I'm going to use as, let's call them A's. So let's say you want to bet like $30, okay, on this thing. I would bet two $10 doubles, okay, or $50. It's called $50. Two $10 doubles. I would use the 5, Beguine today, who is 12-1 on the morning line, ran a great race in the fantasy last time, is not going to get bet today, I don't think. Speed figures right below the big favorite in this race, and will give you some value into those two horses tomorrow. So I want to use the 5 Beguine as an A horse, a $10 double, 5 with the 5-8 tomorrow. I also want to use the 6 Luna Bell, who Dick Girardi gave out on the podcast, and he's right. Locally bred horse, has run well, been in stakes company, makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to use $10 doubles, 5-6 with the 5 and the 8 tomorrow. And I'm going to back it up with 2 $5 doubles. One is just, you know, insanity insurance, basically to cover the bet. It's not going to pay anything, but the 10, Adair Manor, is a huge favorite. I'm going to use her as a $5 double, 10 with the 5-8. And the one other horse I want to use here is the number 12 favorite for Todd Pletcher. 8-1 on the morning line, gets Tyler Gaffalione, ran against 2 really good horses last time in the Fairgrounds Oaks and Echo Zulu at Hidden Connection, has been working out well since then down in Florida. And a big price for good connections, I'm going to use the 12 favor. So for me, 2 $10 doubles, 5-6 with the 5-8, and 2 $5 doubles, 10-12 with the 5-8. Does that make sense, Shime? Probably not.
Yes, that makes total sense. Good job.
You're lying. So we want to get alive to those 4 horses, to the 5 and the 8 tomorrow. You can help us out. Maybe you're like Robert California on Twitter, who was able to cash out a nice same-game parlay yesterday thanks to two D-gens yapping into computer microphones early in the morning for you. You can follow us on Twitter at BetQL Boston. But more importantly, subscribe. iTunes, Odyssey app, Spotify, BetQL Boston, subscribe button, and rate and review, Sean. The ratings and reviews, those are huge help.
Absolutely. We take a look at those. Any kind of reviews that you guys toss our way, we're going to read them. We're going to, you know, see some feedback, stuff like that. If you don't have social media or whatever, or can't find us for some reason, you want to leave a review there, we're going to look at those as well. So don't you worry.
All right. We're back Saturday. This is a 7-day-a-week extravaganza. The Saturday shorting gets the show gets loose on Saturdays.
Yes,
we let our hair down a little bit. We're still in our pajamas. We're feeling good from the night before or bad from the night before.
Yep.
Depending, since it is Friday, and Shime will be at Navigation Brewing in Lowell probably in a couple
of hours. Yeah, right.
And it's going to be 96 degrees tomorrow. Oh, I have 7 Little League games. 7 Little League games.
I'm going to have my AC isn't even installed yet. The guy's coming to install it first thing tomorrow morning. So let's hope that gets installed before it hits, you know, 95.
You should take some of your Celtics money and go and get one of those little mini pools.
Mm-hmm.
And just chill
like
in the
kiddie pool.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Shime in the kiddie pool.
100%. I bet the dog would love that too. That'd be a great time.
Maybe I'll get the big backyard here. We'll drag you guys outside.
Heck,
you bet.
Yeah.
The Preakness and hang out in the pool.
There you go.
All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See you.
Bye, Mutt.
New on Curiosity Stream, deformed trees, mutated wildlife, and no humans for miles. 10 years after the disaster at Fukushima, see what this irradiated ecosystem can teach us about nuclear fallout on Radioactive Forest. Plus, looking for the most diverse marine life on the planet? Dive into the Coral Triangle and experience a frenzy of wildlife you've got to see to believe on Nature's Greatest Secret. It's all on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.